Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. This is Roy Masters, and I've been around for a long time, in case you don't know who I am. I'm sure I know who I am either. That is the subject of my program always. Who are we? Is the good in us or is the bad in us? If it's good in us, where does it come from? Or if it's bad in us, well, where does that come from? It seems like we seem to be between two worlds. I hope you've kind of noticed it. And I'm going to discuss this evening. I want to give you a little background in case you just listened. And don't be scared when you hear what I have to say. My background, my educational background, is self-educated. I always find that self-education is better than education, with some exception. But generally speaking, we must unfold like a flower. And that's the only way I can express it, because the flower doesn't know it's unfolding to the sun and the light. It doesn't know. It must have some kind of consciousness. Because something is giving it existence. Something. It couldn't create itself. But it doesn't have an awareness, but a mystical kind of thing. How does a blade of grass grow, or a tree for that matter? I've often wondered. I can remember when I was a kid. You know, what causes a tree to grow? It hasn't got any brains. It doesn't have any understanding. It doesn't have any eyeballs. It just stands there and has to take what comes. Sort of like what we should do. But, you know, that's not exactly correct. But it's funny I should think and still remember back there. How was the tree made? How did it come into existence? That was the kind of thinking I had as a kid. Then you have a dog and a cat. They look like they have a consciousness. But let's put it this way. They are awake. They see. They react to what they see according to their nature. But that's implanted and it can withstand a little modification, training perhaps, even a snake. See. But then it has to be something more intelligent or more powerful than itself to induce that extra whatever it is. It isn't much. It's usually evolutionary. You'll see some difference over several generations. That's about it. But the creature itself does not inherit anything at all. It's only the next generation, if it survives, then the fittest then breed to survive the fitter. And so, but we seem to have a choice. And that's the subject of my program every day for the last 55 years and going on to 56. But the origin of my work is, how does the mind work? Why do we fight each other? Why do we die from terrible diseases that a wild animal doesn't have? The only way it dies, it runs too slow and it gets eaten. And the only way it lives is to eat, so to speak, and have some kind of protection. Like an electric eel's got an electric shock. That's his protection. A snake has poison, and every snake has the same poison of that same breed. I mean, this is a wonder that how it is able to figure out, which it doesn't, but it's got there's something going on there to give it the kind of chemistry and stomach acids, sort of like it kills with a stomach acid that kills and dissolves the outside itself. And then you have of apparatus like that. And the cow gives milk. And it always gives milk. Where the heaven is this coming from? And where the hell are we going? Because the number here is 800-866-8883.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
So I'm going to continue in the 55th year of my radio program and add 3 or 4 years to what caused me to discover what you're about to hear. May the Lord make you truly thankful. This is not an ordinary radio show, in case you're just listening to the first time. I just want to read something about from some famous people, and I had to eliminate the two lines, which I think was brilliant, because I couldn't pronounce the person's Indian or Pakistani nature. I tried several times to read it and to pronounce it, and I couldn't. It was too long. It was like antidisciplinarian, something like that. But that's not the word. I was trying to say a word I already knew, anti-disestablishmentarianism. I think that's it. I haven't done that for a long time. I still don't know what it means exactly. But what I have learned, just playing around here, what I've learned is that evil people know how to control the innocent. I just want to give you just a few paragraphs. The government is a band of hypnotists, and they hate people who open their eyes during the session. That was the one I couldn't pronounce. No way, see. Then there's Timothy, Bible. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. Timothy 2:4, New International Version. Adolf Hitler. Listen to this one. He describes in his writings, he says, what you say to people collectively in that receptive state of fanatical abandonment remains in their mind like an order given to someone under hypnosis. Now listen to this. Which cannot be wiped out and resists all logical arguments. Now, did you hear that? And when you look at the world, then let me say it again. Do you mind? I'll do it if you don't mind. If you do mind, because it's very important. Listen again, Adolf Hitler, in these four lines, in his writing, if you want to read his book. But you better read my book, because I can explain what his book is saying when he says the truth of it is you can resist illogical arguments, all of it, you can. And that goes to the top part. The first thing is that the government is a band of hypnotists, and they hate people who open their eyes during the session. If you can catch what I'm going to say to help you open your eyes, you will be a free person, but perhaps not in a free country, because 330 million people is very hard to get when I hardly get much money in to pay my way here. So I just want to make a little hint, 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 hint. We need some money. Thank you. We do get money from people who really benefit by this. There's lots of you who benefit and you don't cough up. Jesus only got one in 10. I probably get one in 10,000. But I do have a big audience. Huge, but not huge enough. A huge is a million. But that doesn't do it. Because there's, 329 other million people that I need to get to. But I do see that you're beginning to wake up, but not fully. Not fully. You still may not know. Well, I think you're recognizing a person. I won't say who that is, but you're recognizing a person who's not educated. He is educated, yes, as much as he needs to be in business, so to speak. But he thinks on his feet. And there isn't another one that's doing that. There's nothing worse than an over-educated person who speaks flawlessly. I do not speak flawlessly. So we go back to Hitler, and then I'll do my program with you. I want to give you a heads up here. This is a call-in program. I do not enjoy that much to pontificate. That is to be a person who just blabbers all along. But I'm not going to blabber. I'm not going to tell you the truth, and it's going to be very disturbing. But what I have to share with you could not only save you from your excuse the expression, rotten self, stupid self, unthinking self, selfish self, or whatever. But the same thing, what I'm about to tell you, if you will call me 800-866-8883, if you will call me, and I don't need so much as I have a girlfriend and I have a headache. See, I don't even know how to pronounce that very well. But it's always the same. I'm looking for intelligent, seeking people that recognize that I'm intelligent, sort person, of a sort that you haven't heard much before or seen before. But there's only one person on that stage that has that. And I don't want to be braggadocious, but I know more than that. He's good on the outside. And I don't know how to say this. I don't want to try to even give you an idea of what that is, because I'm not supposed to. So let me tell you this. Let me see if I can reconstruct myself, because what I am trying to say to you is juxtaposed to Adolf Hitler. And I'll repeat it again. What you say to the people collectively in that receptive, I'll add a word there, emotional, fanatic abandonment remains in their mind like an order given to someone under hypnosis, which cannot be wiped out and resists all logical argument. Do you know anybody like that? Well, I can show you how to not be affected by that, and to 1 degree further, 100 degrees further, is to affect the person who affects you without any effort. And the upshot from that would be, is that the chances of you getting sick become more rare. the day you practiced what I'm about to call the antidote for all. I have a CD, not a CD. Well, yeah, you can get a CD of that, but you get it for free. I want everybody in America to get a copy of this because I have found the opposite to his, that is Adolf Hitler, opposite to what he says. Now, what he says is 180, no, it's 180 degrees, is that the whole thing? It's all the way around. It's 365. It's 360, isn't it? Yeah, 360. So it's 360 degrees, perfect. Not perfectly good, but perfectly evil. Let me say it again. And let me add something to it as I go. He says, what you say to the people collectively in any emotional state, like, you know, the people who are very, I can't find what they do because I don't follow it very much, but entertainers who awaken people in a certain way. And you can see the emotions affecting the audience where they're pushing their hands up in the air like saying, see Kyle, see Kyle. You see? And start to move around and gyrate with emotion, with emotional feelings, with respect to the leader on the stage who's singing some stupid song with a great deal of gusto. That is it, right there. That's it. And that demoralizes. It hasn't given him any direction yet except to come back and be entertained again because something has happened to the person who's listening to all that stupid music. Yes, the stupefying music. Because it goes round and round in your head, but it keeps you from seeing the truth about yourself. And because you can't see the truth about yourself, then you go on to do very stupid thing. You will be depleted of virtue. And that is a very serious thing. So Adolf Hitler says to the people collectively, in that receptive state of fanatical abandonment, remains in their mind like an order given to someone under hypnosis. And here's the last part. It's what I've been saying all along. I didn't read Hitler's books. It just someone put it on my screen. It says, it's like an order given to someone under hypnosis which cannot be wiped out and resists all logical argument. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you married? Because that's where you're locked in. It shouldn't be a place where you're locked in. And a country shouldn't be something you are locked in. But they're both the same. It depends on how, you see, it gets in you. As we come into the world, it's called being born in sin. In other words, we're born into it. And there we lose most people, and not most people, most people, even in a free country, will still be infected by the generation. The generation infects the generation all the way from the beginning of Christianity or Judaism, or before, of course, before that, Judaism and then Christianity transformed Judaism and fulfilled it. So you didn't have to have verses and chapter. You would have what you really need to keep you awake and open your eyes. You know, the first sentence I've got these on my screen, but a government, it says, is a band of hypnotists and hate people who open their eyes during the session. See, so now, you are, believe it or not, every sickness, 95%. When I say 95%, I it is embellished by my and proved by my experience in Canada, in the McMaster's University. It's strange that they use the word, it's a master's university, that's my name, Roy Masters, in case you didn't know. But the professor of medicine introduced me because of tremendous success I had with illnesses every kind, coming from that overreaction to pressure. You see where I'm going with it, don't you? In England, you weren't there in the beginning of the war, I was. But here was a Hitler who took a democratic country and turned it into what it was. And everyone was under his will. And they would die for him. Why would people die for such a cruel person? Well, you know, I was reading about Hitler. He says, this is the formula. Get people to react. Be excitable. See? And people will take in to their minds what you say, what the tyrant is saying. What your media is saying, it will take it in because of the reaction to it, which has made you obedient to it. And let me say that again. If you're born into sin, if you're born into a country, now America is a country, or is becoming a country, where children are born to crazy parents, or you're born to parents who are not married, and so they can't have a father because the father goes off somewhere else and has sex with somebody else. And what does the mother do? She has to abort it, or do the best she can to bring it up. But the kid needs a father, and she needs a husband. But where is it? Then you get warfare between husband and wife. And they play against each other for power. And the typical one, is when the woman keeps on, you know, irritating, and is immune to logical thinking. Logical thing, they think it come a time when people will not put up the sound doctrine. And so you may have a wife or a husband that is, well, programmed, and she doesn't see it. And she owes her life to something. And if, when you're born into a difficult situation, a broken family, then you will inherit the spirit of that. Now let me turn to rebirth. It isn't rebirth. It's the fact that you've been opened. You have reacted to your crazy parents who do not know they're crazy any more than the Nazis, the young ones, were programmed to think all alike. Okay, so now, my job here today is get you to see that you are all, 95% of you are all, 95% of you are sick, are going to be sick, and you're going to give in, go along, get along, you're going to be a bully, you're going to be a drunken, an alcoholic, you're going to be a drug addict, you're going to be just everything, you're going to be overweight, you're going to die from cancer and diabetes, and you're miserable. Your children will hate you. But you'll be addicted to your children, and you've got codependency, and illnesses begin to beget illnesses, and the cure is worse than the disease. All right, now, I'm going to give them that phone number. And I want to tell you how simple it is to control you. Adolf did it, Hitler did it all by himself with a microphone. That's all. He turned people into murderers and killers. I mean, what kind of murder? What kind of killing? You know about it. You read about it. I don't have to tell you. So we in England, we're more civilized. You're coming into a halfway deep... Yeah, I always say halfway decent because it had all its problems too, but we are a good people, basically, compared with that. And what did we have to do to Germans? When they were democratic, they weren't like that, but in 14 years, he turned them around and turned them into murderers. And those who are feared of murder, fearful of murder, and therefore do quietly do as they're told and have no life, except to service the murderers, the armies. See, and the armies enjoy killing and murdering and be rewarded for their loyalty to their God that rose out of nowhere. Now we're going to take our calls. This is just the opening. I have said so many times, I know how to open up. I know I have the secret. If you listen, I have a gift of the secret. I cannot go anywhere on this earth that I know. Even when I tried to do a radio program in England, it was the Isle of Wight. It is a little island that has its own constitution, just off the Irish coast between England, somewhere between Northern Ireland. It has its own, you know, owned government. And I got to get to be on radio, and I wasn't speaking as strong as I am right now. I was explaining to people call, just like I'm going to be doing, how they could overcome what I call the sin. Through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race like a pandemic. And that's what it is. And so you inherit that. And you could be troubled by it, or you can enjoy your power over those who are troubled and make them and trouble them even more so they service you. They serve you. That's what happens. There's only two kinds of people now, with rare exceptions, 95% of you. Everybody who's sick, everybody who drinks and smokes and drugs, I don't care how intelligent they speak, no matter how nice they look, all have serious problems that will kill them. And then the long run, in the long run, which no other creature has but us, we have eternal life. So this life is to prove yourself to be children of light that live forever. The body is disposable. But how do you dispose of it? That's the key. Okay. Now, 800-866-8883. We're going to call Jesse. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you for taking my call. I haven't spoke to you in quite some time, but I actually grew up listening to you, and I spoke to you before. And I just want to talk to you about something that I believe that in my way of true salvation, and that is the sex thing with me. You know, yes. I lost an 18-year marriage because, you know, I never really loved the woman. I just used her. You know, there was, you know, it was just a use.
Can you hold a minute? I was blabbering so much. I used up so much time. Would you mind holding on? 800-866-8883. Hello, here I am. I'm sorry, Jesse. Go ahead.
Yeah, so as I was saying, you know, I know that this is an issue of mine. This is deep issue. I've always had this issue for as long as I can remember. I've always, you know, had strong sexual feelings, and never really, you know, cared about women. It was always just one thing. You know, I was always to say the right things to them because it was just, you know, a one-track mind type of thing. And
What are you saying? You say the right things to get sex? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You know, I never really cared for the soul of women, and I can see how it's detrimental. It's been all my life has been really detrimental to me, not just to
them,
yes. The women in my life.
Yes,
and I'm at the point right now where, you know, I think it's time to let it go. I think it's, you know, 47. And it's time to seek real salvation, and that's an issue. I made great progress, believe it or not. Even though this is, I think, a deep problem in terms of not being the same angry person that I used to be. You know, I've atoned a lot with my earthly father. I mean, you know, we now talk, and you help me with all that. I used to smoke pot. I haven't smoked in 15 years because you helped me with that. Just this yes. issue. This is a big one, and this has always been there. It isn't normal. It isn't, an expression of love, as you may say. It's just use, and you know, it comes as a hunger, and it's something that's there. And I know that if I'm ever gonna make it all the way across, I have to go.
I want to help you just a little bit. But is there some big situation that seems to be is there someone who you're fixated to still in your life and walked away from you, and do you long for that person, even though if you catch up to them they'll do the same thing to you, kind of thing? Is there anything like that in your life?
You mean like a past relationship?
Or? Yeah, a past relationship, because you can become so fascinated with a woman's body and think of it as love, but she doesn't, and she hates you for it, but in her hate, hate breeds guilt in a good person. And so in that good state, she feels guilt and thinks she can relieve the guilt by giving you more sex, because she thinks, because women want to please their men, but this is a perverse way of pleasing,
yes.
which you see what I mean, and then it addicts you to her favor. I mean, the more she gives you, the more you want, until she runs away with somebody else.
Yes,
and that's what I'm talking about. Huh?
Yes, it's interesting you say that, because I recently was involved with a person that I had an obsession with when I was 20 years old. I'm 47 now, and I met her again, and I had this obsession with her. And it just so happened that I met with her just when I was making some type of progress in my life. And it became a very physical relationship. And it was not, it wasn't all that.
Can you hold on? We will have plenty of time. I was doing this and giving you extra time instead of doing a commercial for the foundation. Post office box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Sorry about that. We'll give it to you later.
With Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, this is Roy Masters. I'm sorry, we just had a little commercial break, and I spoke to Jesse about his problems in that, and you never heard it. So I asked David, who is my producer, to just explain to Jesse, who I'll bring him back in just a minute. He had a problem of sexuality, and he's beginning to, he listened to me over the years, and he's getting better and better, but this thing with sexuality, he can't help it. He can't stop it. It's got control of him, like it has with other people. He said, I want to be able to fix this. And that's where we were. But I did ask him a question, and maybe he can just finish the answer for himself. I said to him, is there an experience where you had a woman that was a decent woman? And I think I used the word decent, or if I didn't, I say it now, that you used. And he admitted to using women and not really loving them for who they are, not helping them to really love them, but just to use them for his own gratification, which is most men, I'm sorry to say. And I don't want to spend too much time on the... And I said, did you ever have that kind of relationship where you enjoyed the pleasure of a woman's body? And that's not quite the way I said it, but I'm saying it again, in a different way. So that she yields to what she thinks of you as love and romance, but sooner or later finds out that she feels dirty. I didn't say that, but I'm adding to it. But she feels guilty for hating you because she can sense that you are hungry for what's her and not really love her, you're just using her. And so in that sense, many of you women listening to me, if you're decent, you feel guilty for hating him for that, for being used. And then you feel dirty. But the funny part, or the serious part, is that the guilt turns into thinking that I haven't given them enough love or enough sex or whatever it is, service or obligations. I haven't given enough. Therefore, if I give him more sex, maybe he will love me. But it comes to a point where she just can't stop it anymore. She hates him and she runs away. It's the only way she can stop being used. And I said to Jesse, do you still have that person in your mind? No. And then now, Jesse, I'm going to bring you in, as you heard me speaking about this. Are you there, Jesse?
I am.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I am.
So now, I'm going to ask you a question since I've explained it, what you said. Now, here's the question. Do you still long for her? Excuse me. Okay. Do you still long for her, even if she's a witch? And know that she is a witch, she gave you that pleasure that surpassed any other. And if she comes back, and knowing that she will kill you, would you still want her anyway? That is how I want to phrase my question.
The answer to that is I would want to do it right. I would want to break out of it by doing it right. That's what in my heart I really want. That's why I'm calling you. Is that I want to have the strength.
I like this.
And which I have not had to this point. I have it for a while, but eventually I give in. Eventually I just, give in. I manage to hold fast. You know, I do get some grace from God, and he allows me to say not tonight or not this. I mean, not today or even talk to her. But eventually I just break down and I give in.
And where is the her? Is she outside or inside your head?
She, at this point, there was this girl that I just got involved with. That she, it was like you said, she got up and she left. This is not my wife. I actually did the same mistake with my wife. She was actually a decent individual.
I'm sure of that. Yes.
But there was this other girl that I began to get involved with that I known back in my past, and she just one day got up. She started crying, and I knew why she was crying. It was after me being intimate with her. She started crying, and I knew why she was crying. And then she just got up and left, and she said that I feel being used, and I started experiencing a bunch of guilt because I know better. It's not that I know this is not love. She kind of, like you said, associates it with love. She, women, but I know better, and that's what makes me, I started feeling horrible, and enough is enough. I no longer want to do this. I want to get over this. I no longer want to be that way. Ultimately, I lost a very decent woman because she experienced exactly what you said. At the beginning, she associated it with love. After a while, she started feeling dirty, and after a while, she started to resent me. It was classic. That's exactly what happened to my marriage.
It's classic for everybody. We're talking to everybody, all men and all women here.
Yeah. So I don't want to hit the bottom of the barrel. I don't I want to change without, you know, me having to suffer, you know, anymore.
See, there is a natural, there's an unnatural stream of you know what, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a natural and an unnatural one. And what you need is the natural one, which will obey. And so let me just kind of part ways with those two ways. The pleasure you get from her is perverse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called sin.
Yeah.
And you either seduced or you do the seducing. But either way, you're wrong, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, especially as a man who should say no to thank you tonight, not tonight, Josephine. And there are many women today are so addicted to sex, and they like to get even with men by giving them sex. They can become prostitutes and get pleasure from that, believe it or not, because they can see the downfall of the little bastard, to excuse the expression, and they get pleasure and money. And because they become it, that's all they feel so worthless, the only service they can give. And so that's not, but they're also, prostitutes can be redeemed. If she meets a real man, and it's possible for that prostitute to become a real person and relate properly to a decent man, so they can have a proper relationship without harm to each other. See that? There's redemption here, because you can look back at a woman who's a prostitute and you know she's come from a terrible, terrible place, and mostly It is a minister in a 50% of those women come from religious homes whose father looks like an angel at church and a devil at home. See that? And pushing Christianity down on top of that to make it kosher, so to speak, as if he's doing his thing. There's lots of cruelty like that, confusion, dishonesty, and being confounded by these things. So my advice to you is, I'll tell you a little story, then I'll hope that will be enough. When I started hypnosis, the Institute of Hypnosis, I had never met a hypnotist in my life. Never met one. I was the only person who knew what it was. I've seen it on stage where people, they're not knowing what they're doing, they just found it how it works. I want to know how it can undo what it does to people and why people obey the hypnotist and make them do all kinds of things and not be aware of what they're doing. Even while they're still wide awake, they still go ahead and do things thinking those ideas that the hypnotist puts in their mind is their own. So yeah, and you cannot, and nobody can possibly get them to see otherwise. Just like Adolf Hitler was saying. He says, I'll read it to you in case you missed it. He says, Hitler says, what you say to the people collectively in that receptive emotional state of fanatical abandonment remains in their mind like an order given to someone under hypnosis, which cannot be wiped out and resists all logical argument. And you will see there are many people who resist logical argument and make you look like a bad guy for being logical. And it happens in marriage. And then you get upset. Now, when you get upset, let's say by any reason, but here is a better reason, a more clear reason, but you could have been upset by just a rabbit jumping in front of you, and it can awaken sexual feelings. If you remember in the scripture, it says it in very small detail, and he saw he was naked. Adam, do you know what he was looking at? What it meant? What he meant? He was naked, and what did he see? He saw an erection, as the result of the sin. In other words, the emotion, or the betrayal, the listening to the female Eve, and behind Eve there was another spirit. And on his side, there was a good one. On her side, the dark side is very clever, because she's further from God, because she's second in the order of creation. And so there's God, you have to find a God in you that you left behind. And in a sense, I'm trying very hard, in a minute, it is difficult to say this, but when Adam listened to his wife, because you have listened unto your wife, dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. That was it. So therefore, but then the rest of it comes earlier. Therefore, through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. But you're not born. See, I didn't know what that was till I was 15. Did you understand that? I was in a boarding school, 14 or 15. And it happened. I said, what's that? I had to go to the nurse. I thought I was some illness. You see, it was natural. But I tell you, a child who has been beaten and demoralized, you can always tell what's wrong with them because they masturbate at 3 or 4 years old, 5 years old. They can actually find it. It awakens the senses. Sin, whatever type of sin it is, which is seduction in the case of Adam, or brutality, as in the case of cruel people, any kind of emotion that is aroused separates you from control over everything in your life. But the first thing, it will appear as you get older as a sexual impulse that cannot be controlled and through which you can be used whether you like it or not. And you cannot stop it, just like Hitler says, the behavior of excitement. In this case, it's to the crowd, but it's also when you are an individual listening to music by yourself on your own iPhone, and you're listening to certain kinds of music that awakens a feeling. See, and blocks common sense because of the agony of going along with it and being affected by things. When animals react, they have no guilt. But when human beings react, it's a sign that they're subject to another source of reaction that robbed them of their relationship to their God.
Hello?
You can see more about people. You can see and understand that they don't see what they're doing, but it seems like they're wicked, but they really don't. Later on, you'll just see that they don't see what they're doing. They're in a hypnotic state. And in that child that's born into the hypnotic household, arguments, fighting, a demand for sex, you know, and mother, woman, intimidating the man. So she says, kill me, because the man is so angry. He's trying to resist and trying to reason with her, with whatever reason is, and without the authority of reason, that makes it even worse. Now, I have a wife that I have to reason with, but it doesn't take, but I don't get upset. And the result of that, she gets worse and I get better. She gets worse. I'm trying to best. You cannot wake up everybody. And so if you're living with someone who will not wake up, will not respond to sound reason, you have to abide, if you're married, abide by your marriage rules and bear it. But never, slowly but surely, grasp the idea that the whole thing is not to overreact or not react at all. And but the minute you do react, there's a memory in your mind of the feeling you get. So you either become angry, but when you're angry, whoops, there comes, you know, that which Adam saw. What's that? It was a sexual impulse. An animal one, the way an animal reproduces, you don't have to have sex 3 times a day. I mean, even a rhino only has sex once every 2 or 3 years. Otherwise, you have billions of rhinoceroses running around. So even they know when it's time. But we don't know. what timing is, because we are broken, we are demoralized, we are beginning to react, and then once you start to react, doesn't matter when you were a young kid, or when later on in life, when you start to be influenced by the world around you, the minute you start to play that game, that you can never stop, except you know the truth sets you free. Don't go away. I have to finish this off with this. I know a lot of calls. Please, this is very important to all the callers listening. I will get to you as soon as possible. We got a couple of hours, and you can still hear the program while I'm talking to this gentleman.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
I was running through a commercial, so you may not have heard it. Some stations have commercials there. But if you go to my website, fhu.com, then you can listen to Roy live. fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. And you can have an iPhone, and what's the other one? Android, and you can put those apps on those phones, and be everywhere I am, everywhere in the world. Okay, so then you can, but then you don't hear the commercials. Don't hear the commercials. So listen to Roy live, or listen to Roy archived. Okay, so now. Jesse, my good friend, it's essential now that I've gone through all this, that you know that your emotional reaction will awaken your senses, all five, especially with sex, which is more noticeable. Is that correct? Is he not gone?
From a household of cruelty, as a young person can awaken sexual feelings, and that's exactly
correct.
My case. You know, there was a lot of cruelty, a lot of anger. You know, I was exposed to that at a very, very young age.
How old was you when you had your first sexual impulse?
Looking at girls sexually at about 10 years old or 8 years old.
Yeah, that's too old. I mentioned to you before that a 5-year-old can masturbate, and that's a sure sign of cruelty.
Yeah.
So the feeling he has is the only thing he has to love. See that?
Yeah, and also my mom was very resentful to me. She never really expressed any kindness towards me. I know that there's some type of missing mother to son relationship. I didn't have, you know, the type of relationship, you know, when a mom expressed love to her child. She was always a very scornful, angry woman. So I never really had any type of a real son-mother relationship, healthy. So I know there's some connection there of me wanting, you know.
I'll tell you what it is. It's your father like you.
Yeah.
you're standing in the same shoes, but you have a better sense of worth. Worth is, you see, is. So,
yeah.
But you also know that there wasn't anybody there when Adam, you know, with Eve. So there wasn't any history there. And so you know that women have the power to seduce.
Yeah.
And clench that seduction as to make you a slave of sin, of sex.
Yeah.
Through sex. And this goes through, that cannot be stopped. It cannot be stopped except you sit quietly and be restored and be redeemed in that situation. That is what I'm teaching you. And so this is what it will show you. If you will close your eyes, I won't do it now, but if you know how to meditate, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. So you just take that 7-minute meditation. You know about that?
Yes.
Okay. So all you need to do is this. Of yourself, you can do nothing. Is that correct?
Yes.
Who said that?
Jesus.
Okay. He said, why call me good? There's no one good but God. Who said that?
Jesus.
Okay. He didn't seem to have any problem with sex because of innocence from the day he's born. That's it?
Yes.
I suppose his apparatus could work, you know. But he could let it go. You know what a wet dream is, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, it just happens. And that's the excess. Women have their period, right?
Correct.
There's no much difference. You can't leave that stuff in there.
Yeah.
It has to be refreshed. So you don't, you can feel in the early ages you don't understand all that. So there is a natural and a natural unnatural compulsion to have sex. And but the secret of it is that you are not impaled by a picture. See, I can remember the first picture that awakened it. See, all of a sudden it appeared. You said it wasn't grotesque or rude. It was an awakening, a strange kind of awakening. So I can remember things like that when I was younger. And I have had my sort of little pitfalls, but you have to have that to know what wrong is and know what wrong feels like. But then you must not be angry and struggle as if your struggling can cure it. But at this stage, so let's come forward where you are. You now have developed a pain for forsaking or being... if we're inheriting this thing. In other words,
yes.
In other words, you're the extension of Eve, who is the extension of guess who? And so we have a scene where you are Adam, and you're still, but you are now born subject to your mother through the failing of your father, who's been using your mother. Got that? And she has two choices. She has to give in to this man, and there's war if she doesn't, or she's the seductress. But she's the seductress anyway. She can't help herself. See that?
Wow. That, sir, I just seen that. You're absolutely right. My mom resented my dad because my dad didn't love her exactly the way I don't love women.
Yes. Here we're getting really close. Go ahead.
She sensed that my dad didn't love her. She sensed that my dad had the same problem that I did.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, here it is. Your eyes have just been opened. It's passed down to you. And in other words, you have to learn to forgive your mother and father, beginning with your father, because you're a father. You must start with the highest order, next to God. And then forgive your mom, because she couldn't help be feeling dirty and hate men. She hated your mother, she hated your father, and therefore hated men. And that's why she couldn't love you. All right. Just 1 minute. Ladies and gentlemen, I have... I have some CDs. I have a little device. If you don't have an iPhone and you can't carry your computer around with you, so if you don't have an iPhone where you can download the 7-minute meditation free of charge, and that's the one I want, Jesse to, yeah. It's a cure stress device, and it fits in your wallet. It's so small. And 800-866-8883. Call my office Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 o'clock in the evening. Or go to my website and check it out and do business on the web, fhu.com.